Hello, George Hallford with another special new best friend guest that I have met over the years here in Cookeville, Tennessee. Jeff Lacey, the Metro Director of one of the finest FCA chapters, Fellowship Christian Athletes, that I've ever been a part of and know. And Jeff, we're just glad to have you here. And this is going to be about you, who you are. And it's like Billy Graham and his and sermons he used to do, who am I, where did I come from, where am I going? So we're going to spend some time going inside, go deep, go where you want to go, and we're going to talk about FCA also. So welcome.
Well, thank you very much, George. I'm glad to be here. Always enjoy an opportunity to talk about FCA. Talking to myself sometimes might be a little different story. But
yeah, it's hard to do because right. in as a servant, right?
Correct.
You serve others, and it's really, I know you don't want to talk about, you know, it's not about you, it's about we, and it's about the community. But let's start at birth.
Okay.
Let's just start at birth and take me through your childhood and what you liked, didn't like, friends, your family and growing up, and we'll just start there and we'll ramble on.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm a White County boy.
Okay.
So all
right.
These people from Putnam County around here hopefully won't hold that too far
you
against me.
You were competing, buddy. It was very
yes,
competitive.
Yes, absolutely.
Sports, all right?
Yes, sir. Sure is. But I'm a White County boy. Okay. I was born in White County.
Okay.
My mom is from Sparta, White County. My dad is from Cookeville.
Okay.
So she actually lured him back over to White County after they got married and grew up in White County. Went to a little bitty country school, George, and people laugh when I tell them this, but the country school was four rooms. We had a girls' bathroom in the building, but the boys had to stroll out in the yard to go to the outhouse. We sure did. So I did. I spent my first 3 years of school in that, and then they consolidated it into a much larger school named Finley, and that's where I went the next years, and then on to middle school and on to high school. And I have one sister who was 3 years younger than me, and unfortunately she passed away in 2018.
I'm sorry and, to hear that.
But at the same time, you know, what I would call a very traditional upbringing in the South.
Yes,
in the 60s.
I had similar.
Yes, and what I mean by that is every Friday night we went to my mother's parents' house, and everybody on that side of the family had dinner there. And on Saturday night, we strolled over here to Cookeville, and all of Dad's family got together, and we had dinner at Dad's side of the family on Saturday night. And for years, that's what we did.
We've lost that in this country. I mean,
yes.
There's still some of that. That's the way I grew up.
And yes.
The Waltons,
we had
family, and
yes.
it served you well, my friend.
Yes,
served
it really has. I mean, you know, you develop that tight knitness. Of family that you really don't ever lose, even though, you know, my cousins live all over the country now. When we get back together,
it's like
unfortunately,
a couple of days you hadn't seen them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, usually it's around a funeral these days.
That's right.
And
that's
right. Because of age and so on and so forth. But we're still close. And like you say, you get back together, it's like you had a little blip on the radar.
Yeah.
And here we are,
Grandpa's house.
And we're cutting up and goofing off and picking at each other and just having a lot of fun. A lot of fun together. So we, you know, that's what I would call my upbringing. Really, until those of us who were the older group began to get involved in sports.
Oh, yeah.
For me and my cousin, we got involved in the first thing was Little League Baseball. We got very involved in Little League Baseball. And my Uncle James Lacey is a very well-known name in Little League Baseball circles in Cookeville, Tennessee, because he coached Little League Baseball for 20-something years.
Yes, I knew. I met
long time.
It's we're blessed. The growing up sports and family.
Yes, very much so. And then, you know, as I got a little older, got involved in the other sports as well. But that kind of broke up the Friday nights and the Saturday nights, unfortunately, you know, and my grandfather passed away. So that made that one more difficult. So, but, you know, for several years in my upbringing, I would call it a very traditional and very close-knit family part of my upbringing. And, you know, two two family parents at home and,
oh, yeah.
and a lot of those things,
yeah.
going to church every
yeah.
time the
yeah.
door
oh, yeah.
was open
oh, yeah.
and all of the things like that that were just all a part
Vacation
of
Bible
our lives.
School
oh, yeah. VBS went to three or four of those every year. You know, it's like
you go as a guest to your friends.
Absolutely.
They
you go with
your...
all your friends and they come with you. And the next thing you know, summer's over and you've spent a lot of time in VBS and being influenced in the way that, you know, we all want our kids to be influenced by. My dad, growing up, worked for my grandfather
okay.
most of the time in a limestone company
okay.
that's down on the Smithville Highway there in Sparta. My parents have never lived anywhere but Sparta or Cookeville.
That's great.
And so they're still, right now, they're still in the home that they built 53 years ago.
That's
and,
security. That's
yeah.
There's something special.
That's right.
About that.
And they
a
will,
sense of place.
That's right.
Sense of community.
Yeah. And this September they'll celebrate 70. Their 70th anniversary
wow.
will happen in September of this year.
Man,
so they're, I'm fortunate to still have both of my parents living, and yep, they're going to celebrate 70 years together this fall.
George Alford with Jeff Lacey, a new best friend for several years, and I've learned a lot already, and I hope all of you out there in Radio Land have too. Let's go back to that, Jeff. And so you're moving along. You're in high school. You played sports. You somewhere girls, and somewhere your wife comes in, and somewhere kids. Let's just whatever you want to talk about. But I'm doing this for yourself, because don't forget your wife.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get to her.
Oh, I know
you know,
you
I played all the sports in high school, played some football in college, ended up.
Where'd you play?
Football at Vanderbilt.
You've told me that, but wow, I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't be. I didn't end up finishing up there. I ended up getting my degree here at Tech.
That's great.
And went out into the workforce. And went into sales. Got my degree in finance, but I was telling a young man earlier today that I didn't end up ever using that degree directly. I always used it indirectly, but went into sales and ended up settling into a medical supply job in the mid-'80s.
Okay.
And met my wife in church at Woodmont Baptist Church in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's old school type stuff too. You meet your future wife in church.
That's right. So we met there, and we will celebrate our 37th anniversary in about a little over a month in June. And we have one daughter. She is 35, and she is a chaplain at the Children's Hospital in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
So she lives in Dallas, and she's a chaplain there in that hospital, in the transplant ward. So it's very interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
She has some very interesting stories to tell.
What a call. What, mm-hmm. what a call. Mm-hmm. What a call.
Yes, sir.
Does she get home that often? Can she get you go there, they come here?
Well, she just moved there last year.
Okay.
She had been in Chattanooga. She went into this chaplaincy program at Erlanger originally.
Sure, sure.
And then she wanted – it was a two-year program at Erlanger, but she wanted a third year, and she wanted to be at a children's – she feels called a children's chaplaincy.
Oh, man.
So she wanted to go to a children's-only facility, and the largest one in the country is Children's Hospital in Dallas. And so she originally went there – to be a third-year chaplaincy student, but back in the fall, they had an opening, and they asked her to apply. So she actually now is a student and a full-time staff person as well for a couple more months till she finishes her schooling, and then she'll be just a full-term chaplaincy person.
Wow.
So she's gotten home a couple of times. We've been out there once, and she's actually coming home tomorrow. So
praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, you said something earlier. You know, the old thing about if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And the young person you were talking to, I was thinking about that. Most of us, well, I shouldn't say most of us, but it's life experiences. It's meeting people. It's unexpected. So it's not like you go to school knowing what you're going to do or wherever you go. And that's what you're doing. No, something,
right.
There's providential things involved in planning, in your God's plan for your life.
Very much so, very much so. Because I settled into that medical job in the 80s and had done it for 32 years. Traveled all over the Southeast, you know, saw a lot of the country, worked a lot of the country. And really, my total thought process is that I'll retire from this job.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And that, you know, the Lord had a little different plan.
Well, I was going to say that. How did you discover, or how did the good Lord show you the way to FCA?
Well, I was involved in it a little bit in high school.
It's high school, sure.
I went into the meetings in high school. Okay. But then there was a long gap between then and the early 2000s. I lived in Murfreesboro at the time, and a friend of mine invited me to a fundraising luncheon. And okay. I just went to a fundraising luncheon, and one thing led to another, and I joined the advisory board in Murfreesboro back in the early, probably 2001 or two.
Okay.
And served in that role. Really thought I would probably retire from my corporate job and sure. maybe do some volunteer
work. Had the
work
plan all
SC.
Laid out, didn't
Yes, sir. Sure did. And in 2015, my counterpart in Murfreesboro, who was a good personal friend, still is a good personal friend, approached me, and he said, Noel Cherry is getting ready to retire in Cookeville in the Upper
Cumberland. And we got a deal for you.
And he said, yes, sir. And I said, oh, okay. Well, one thing led to another. So my wife and I moved here in 2016.
Okay. Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Yes, in 2016 from Murfreesboro, we moved back to Cookeville. And I became the, what is, at the time, I was called the area director for the Upper Cumberland FCA.
So today, your FCA, how many chapters or how many counties or what are you in? Tell me about that.
Okay. All right. FCA, we are, the Upper Cumberland is 12 counties.
Okay.
We go from Crossville to Carthage, and we go from the Kentucky line down to Warren County. We have 64 schools.
Wow.
Out of that schools, they are... Tennessee Tech is our only college campus.
Okay.
We have 17 high schools, and then the rest are either a K-8 or here in Cookeville, we've actually have FCA that meets in several of our elementary schools. So we have 64 total schools in our area.
You know, I was going to ask you what you do in your spare time, but I think I know. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. George Hofford with Jeff Lacey. Regional Director of Metro Director of FCA. Back soon. We're back. George Hofford with one of my new best friends, Jeff Lacey, Metro Director for the Fellowship Christian Athletes, who has started telling us a wonderful story of how you found this calling in life. Mm-hmm. And let's pick up there again and talk okay. about what you're doing today, all you mentioned the schools, and it's a big, big job. And this is a major program that we have in the Upper Cumberland.
That's correct.
So
we really
what
do.
What it means, you make a difference. You and your organization and your team, and I know it's team, but make a difference. Let pick up on that. Let's talk more about it, FCA and you and what you're doing today.
Okay. Well, it really is a team.
No question.
It's like you said, more than anything, because obviously it's a team of staff people, but it's also a team of volunteers.
No, you're
We are a volunteer-driven organization.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Today we have myself and six other staff people in the Upper Cumberland.
Handling
those 12 counties, 64 schools, et cetera, et cetera. But we have probably somewhere between 125 and 150 volunteers that step alongside us at some point in time in the school year to fill many different roles.
Sure.
Some of those being something like a board member, a team chaplain, a school sponsor at a school, or someone that just steps alongside us at an event, a camp, a banquet, a golf tournament, and says, I want to be a part of this and I want to help. And so for a short term of the season of the year, they will help us, and then we'll see them again that time next year.
So it really, I mean, you've got volunteer, you're a volunteer association, a nonprofit manager.
Yes, sir, we are.
It's a volunteer organization.
Right. And we estimate that we probably touch
sure.
somewhere around 4,000, 4,500 kids a week between all of our school
that's
clubs.
That's big. In this day and time, that's important.
Right.
So very important.
That through our school clubs, through our team chaplains, and through our other ways that we touch people on a weekly basis, that we like to think that we touch somewhere in that range of people on a given week. And all of our group is split apart by geographic responsibility except our social media person, and then she works with all of the area.
That's a huge job unto itself.
Yes, it is. Very
social
much so.
Media and
correct.
Media page.
Yes, yes.
There's no such thing as a typical week or a typical right. month, but just go into a little detail and talk about some of the things you do during the week and your staff and things you're involved in and how you say, that type thing.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different things that we do. I mean, on a given week, I'm probably going to meet with a few coaches and interact with them. I'm going to also meet or interact with some donors. I'm going to meet and have conversations around something going on with our advisory board. I'm probably going to interact with several donors over the course of the week in some form or fashion and connect with them. And then beyond that, there's several other ways. I mean, we events that we have throughout the year that you're preparing for. So there's times, you know, that you're in the office not doing the things that are as much fun as being out there on the front lines.
The grunt
are
the
part of the job.
The office behind that desk is no fun.
No, that's the grunt work. Like
grunt
you were getting
work.
Ready
I
to say
grunt work, but like, it's necessary.
Like you were getting ready to say, but I have a fantastic staff that steps alongside me, and you know Sherry Ferris is getting ready to celebrate 20 years this year with FCA, so she's been here a long time. And as I said, I mentioned the name of Noel Sherry earlier.
Yeah,
Noel set a tremendous foundation in this area, especially in the school club. Part of our ministry, so he set up many, many, many of those school clubs that are still very established today. And then we work a lot with the coaches through our character coach, our team chaplain program to do those kinds of things. So there's a lot of different facets, and that's a fun part of the job, George, is the fact that I don't have, like you said, there's not a typical day because I can be doing
that's
three different things
that,
today
you're making
that I
a
didn't
difference.
Do any of yesterday.
Yeah. And that, I would suspect in this modern era we're living in, to have a, it's another thing that makes us special in the Upper Cumberland, to have a strong fellowship Christian athletes program, well supported, well liked, I mean, well involved. And so you're making a difference. That is just that's a great story. That's a great story.
I will add this, George. When I moved back here in 2016, I had been very involved in FCA in the Murfreesboro area.
Yeah.
And the reception that FCA had and everything involved in FCA in this part of the country really shocked me in a very positive way. I was just really amazed at the people here, the caring. This community is such a giving community of their time, of their energy, of their resources, that I was just so impressed, and I'm so glad to be a part of that because it's just a special place.
Yeah. George Hofford with Jeff Lacey, FCA, learning a lot about your the organization, and we're going to continue on, Jeff. So, you know, this is a common theme throughout the Upper Cumberland about special, and this is all this together is the tapestry, the fabric of our region, and that's what we're talking to you about today. We're going to talk in the next segment. We've got some time left in this one. We're going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about FCA. You're going to see where do you see things going, not only locally, state, nationally? Just what do you see? You know, there's a crying need for involvement. There's a crying need for what you're doing. It's critical. It's
right.
critical.
It really is.
But yeah, go ahead.
FCA is celebrating our 70th.
Oh, man.
You know, I said my parents are having their 70th anniversary. Actually, FCA is doing the same thing this year as well. We're having our 70th anniversary. And FCA became international in a big way about 5 or 6 years ago. So we're doing a lot across the world.
How did that happen?
I think it happened through two or three things. I think it happened through some people communicating here that there were – the one thing about FCA, George, is sports opens doors.
No question.
If you want it to. And we are really fortunate in our area that the number of coaches that love Jesus are out there and want us to be a part of them. Well, there are pockets around the world that is the case too.
And so you were able to.
And so our organization has become much more of an international organization after the last 4 or 5 years. But at the same time, there is so much room for growth as we've seen it, because so much has changed in the mindset of our young people over this pandemic over the last 4 years. So
changed,
that's really
changed the world.
Yes, right? Yes, very much so.
And in so many ways.
Yes.
Including FCA.
That's
including
right.
That.
It sure has.
Uh-huh. Like I said, it's from a distance and then a little closer getting to know you, FCA is not, for lack of a better word, not preachy. It's not you lead by example. You're there, and it's a quiet presence. Is that you achieve all this through sports.
That's right. The terms that I use, George, are we influence the influencers.
Yes.
That's what we do, because if you and I met with about 17 different directors of schools of our counties back about 3 months ago, and as we were talking about what we do in their schools, I told them, I said, we try to influence the influencers, and I said, and the reason why we do that is I said, if we go into your schools and we ask your principals, name the top 25 kids that are the influence of your schools, 20 or more of them are going to be athletes or cheerleaders.
And
in unison, every one of those directors nodded their heads.
And then think about the people that they reach. Yeah, you're right. Influence the influencers, and mm-hmm. then you have the fields under harvest become even
right.
Multiply.
That's right. George, you played sports like I did in school. And
well, I played at it.
Well,
I grew up, and you
have family members that are still very much involved in sports as well. And you know, the
sports
one,
was it
the
for
term
us.
That we use in FCA is to and through the coach.
Oh yeah.
If we coach the coach right, then he's going to lead the kids right.
1 minute.
Okay. Yeah. And then they're going to continue to hopefully run that path.
Oh, that was where we grew up.
It
was the ball coach. Well, it was football, basketball, baseball. Had a major impact in our lives.
Yes, very much so.
And the preacher. There's a few key people. Your team is still making that important today in the modern era. That is not an easy accomplishment.
No,
it's needed. It's very much
right.
needed.
And it's very different than it looked for you and me, George. In that, you know, we would say our parents should have been our biggest, Jesus should be our biggest influence, then our parents, then our preacher, and then our, coaches.
We're blessed here in the Upper Cumberland.
We are.
To have FCA.
That's right.
George Hoffer with Jeff Lacey. We're going to come back and look in the crystal ball. Welcome back. George Hoffer with Jeff Lacey, Metro Director for the Fellowship Christian Athletes, which plays a huge role, more than I even realized, and others that in the lives of our community, our region, our families. And Jeff, let's look in the crystal ball. When we left, we were talking about international, going international. We live in a broken world, breakdown right. of the family. We could all share the advent of technology. Things like FCA mean probably more today. Mm-hmm. Than they ever have. So let's look in the crystal ball. You, your organization, where are you going with God's help, and where's the organization going?
Well, you know, I think the organization on a global basis is going to continue to expand. They're going to continue to expand internationally, and that's where FCA's footprint is just going to continue to grow and grow and grow. I think if we break that down more to the Upper Cumberland, I think what we're going to see in the Upper Cumberland is we want to continue to grow. We want to grow our staff.
Yeah, sure.
Because we want to lower our student-to-staff ratio.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have some areas that are covered pretty well.
And some
we have some that aren't covered very well. But we know the potential is there in those areas that aren't, So if we can find a staff person and place them in those areas, we know that we can continue to really grow this ministry, because we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years, as we've added people at Tennessee Tech and as we've added people on the north side of our area that have worked exclusively in those areas, what kind of impact they can have. And so we see that being a lot of the future for our area, and continuing to grow our team chaplaincy, character coach ministry, because that has become such a big part of what we do. We have about 60 of those people right now. We'd like for it to grow to somewhere around 100 in the coming years. So obviously we have big plans for that, as well as adding 2 to 3 staff people in our area also at a minimum.
You know, the whole thing, it takes oats to make the mayor go, and we're no different. You're no different. Let's do a little commercial for your if folks want to donate, contribute, be a part of SCA, contact information, how can they get involved?
Well, if they want to call our office, they can call our office at 931-372-2123. But really, the best way is to go on our website, which is uppercumberlandfca.org. And that will give them much different information about our staff, about our ministries, an opportunity to give, and many other ways to be a part.
Well, we were talking off air a while ago. Technology is a great thing. It's a double-edged sword, of course. It's good. But to be able to do what we're able to do because of technology, websites, all the ways that we can work, it's really changed the world. And we're adjusting to that. And the FCA, and I know I'm an old dinosaur, still hanging on trying to do that. But it's this is technology at its best, where you can communicate globally, things like FCA. Mm-hmm. So we're very blessed.
Yes, we are.
Let's continue in the crystal ball. You said that. How about chapters in how big is FCA in Tennessee? How big is it in what can you tell us about FCA?
We have 26 offices in FCA in Tennessee. We have about 125 staff people, give or take on a given time, because we have some people that are in the role of prospective staff, etc. So we have somewhere in that range, and I mean literally we go from Memphis to Johnson City and every part in between.
And some areas are stronger than others in the state, probably, like anything else. But this is a leader, as we are in a lot of things, in the state.
Yes, I think the Upper Cumberland does a really good job of doing FCA in the way that has the results, that the kids come to know Jesus, the coaches come to know Jesus. And we also send a couple of hundred kids to camp every year. Okay. So camp is a big part of what we do, and we haven't talked much about that, but it's a really big part of what we do. People think we take off in the summer, but actually we're just sobs that we start doing camp right after Memorial Day and do it until the 1st of August. So anyway, we are very much a strong, mature FCA area.
For lack of a better word, among the young people, at least in the Upper Cumberland and in the state of Tennessee, it's cool to be a member of FCA. All right, I mean, among young people and athletes, it seems to be a cool thing to do.
Yes, it really is. I mean, that was part of what I alluded to earlier when I was talking about when I moved here from Murfreesboro. I mean, how it was amazing how many kids were involved in
automatic
FCA.
I mean, you just did it, like going to church on
Sunday. Yes, very
you
much
just,
so.
You just were a member of FCA.
Yeah.
That is not an easy task. I'm talking about historically. Like you said, you've got a strong foundation here, and you carried the torch. I remember Eldon Leslie, so similar what you're talking about foundation and the great job that he did, and you mentioned your predecessor. So this is an evolution, not a revolution. We build on the foundation and your staff that's been with you for years. So that's great. So where are you going? How are you still going to be around a while? You still, I'm not asking you too personal questions, but You see yourself, you're a young guy, relatively speaking.
Well, I turned 67.
That's young.
A couple of months ago, George. So, you know, I don't really know exactly. I'm praying about that right now because there are some things, obviously, that I would like to do maybe within FCA.
Sure.
And there's also some things that I might want to do beyond FCA. So, you know, me and the Lord are having quite a few conversations these days. And don't read too much into that, George.
But at the same time,
I'm going to be here as long as he wants me to be here.
Amen.
And I love what I do, George. That's the really neat part about it, because there's very few people that get to have eternal impact on people's lives and do it around athletics.
You walk and the talk, too.
And build relationships.
We're blessed to have you. And we had another guest, David Storm, who got into that. He retired. There's one thing that I've always heard, and it happened to me. You'll know one day you'll wake up and you'll – God's will, it's not like, you know, seeking his will. But one day you'll wake up and you'll realize that it's probably time. And you're knowing God's not through you yet, my friend. You've got hopefully years to serve, and then beyond that, and your best years are coming up. So I'm not doing a little retirement ceremony here, Jeff. But you're a young 67. You've been blessed.
I have been very blessed, George, and you're right. I still have plenty of energy. I still love getting out and starting the day doing this every day. I enjoy the coaches and the volunteers and the people like yourself that I get to interact with.
It hits, man. What you said, though, is we're blessed. We're blessed to have something that we're passionate about. And I crossed over has not been an easy path. Yeah, because I love what I do, and you love what you do. It's very obvious that you're a servant, and you're in the right. You're in God's will,
mm-hmm.
And God will tell you when it's time to do something else. But I'm just so proud of what you're doing. So proud of our home and what it means to our community and the region. So we've got about a minute left. Anything else you want to say or do or be? Or I think we're on a good glide path into the
The way I would really finish this up, George, is I would just thank the people of the Upper Cumberland.
No question.
How well they received me 8 years ago, but how well they step in and stand around and lock arms around FCA, as well as many, many other nonprofits that are so, so well received in our area as well, Lord. Well, I would think, you know, whether they be a donor, whether they be a volunteer, whatever role they have within FCA, I would say thank you for them, because I tell you what, we couldn't do it without them.
Amen. I could say the same thing in myself, the chamber. Same great people, great region, and thank you for being our guest today, and keep up the great work. George Alford with Jeff Lacey, Metro Director for the Fellowship Christian Athletes. Thank you.
Well, once again, thank you for having me, George.